Recite from this book which has been revealed to you, and establish Salah. Surely Salah keeps one away from shameful and evil deeds, and surely the remembrance of Allah is the greatest indeed. Allah knows what you do. Do not argue with the people of the book, except in good taste, except with those who are wicked among them, and say, we believe in that which is sent down to us, and that which is sent down to you. Our God and your God is the same one God to whom we submit as Muslims. O Prophet, we have sent down this book to you, so the people of the book believe in it, and so do some of these, and none but unbelievers deny our revelations. O Muhammad, you have never read a book before this, nor have you ever transcribed one with your right hand. Had you done either of these, the quibblers could suspect it. Rather, these are clear signs in the breasts of those who are endowed with knowledge, and none deny our signs except the wrongdoers. They ask, why have the signs not been sent down to him from his Rabb? Tell them, the signs are in the hands of Allah. I am only a plain warner. Is it not enough for them that we have sent down to you this book, which is recited to them? Surely in it is a blessing and a reminder for those who believe. Tell them, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, for he knows all that is in the heavens and the earth. Those who believe in falsehood and disbelieve Allah, it is they who shall be the losers. They challenge you to hasten the scourge on them. Had a time not been fixed for it, the scourge would already have overtaken them. It is going to come suddenly and catch them unaware. They challenge you to hasten the scourge, whereas hell has already encircled the unbelievers. On that day, the punishment shall cover them from above and from beneath their feet, and Allah will say, now taste the reward of your deeds. O my servants who have believed, surely my earth is spacious to migrate if needed. Therefore worship me and me alone. Every soul shall taste death, then to us you shall all return. Those who embrace true faith and do good deeds shall be lodged in the mansions of paradise, beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. What an excellent reward for the doers of good deeds, the ones who have shown patience and put their trust in their Rabb. How many creatures are there that do not carry their provisions with them? Allah provides for them as he provides for you. It is he who is all-hearing, all-knowing. If you ask the disbelievers as to who has created the heavens and the earth and subjected the sun and the moon to his laws, they will certainly say, Allah. How are they then being deluded away from the truth? Allah gives abundantly to whom he pleases and sparingly to whom he wills. Surely Allah has knowledge of all things. And if you ask them, who sends down rainwater from the sky and thereby raises the dead land back to life? They will certainly say, Allah. Say, praise be to Allah, yet most of them do not use their common sense. The life of this world is nothing but a pastime and play. It is the life of the hereafter that is the true life, if they but knew it. If they embark on a ship and the ship gets into trouble, they call upon Allah, being sincerely obedient to him. But when he brings them safely to land, they start committing shirk, so that they may become ungrateful for the blessing that we have bestowed upon them and enjoy the life of this world. They will soon come to know the result of this behavior. Do they not see that we have made for them a secure sanctuary in the Kaaba, while the people are being snatched away from all around them? Do they still believe in falsehood and deny the blessings of Allah? And who is more wicked than the one who forges a lie against Allah or rejects the truth when it reaches him? Is not the hell a fitting abode for such disbelievers? As for those who strive in our cause, we will surely guide them to our ways. Rest assured that Allah is with the righteous. Surat Ar-Rum. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. The Romans have been defeated in the neighboring land, but they, after this defeat, they will soon be victorious within a few years. The command lies with Allah in the past instance as well as in the future. On that day, the believers will rejoice for the victory of the Romans as well as their own victory against the pagans with the help of Allah. He helps whom he pleases, and he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. This is the promise of Allah, and Allah never breaks his promise, but most people do not know. They only know the outward show of this world's life, but they are heedless about the life to come. Have they not considered in their own minds that Allah created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them for a just reason and for a specified time? But the truth is that many among mankind do not believe in the meeting with their Rabb. Have they not traveled through the earth and seen what was the end of those before them? They were superior in strength than these. They tilled the soil and built on it more than these have ever built. There came to them their Rasuls with clear signs. It was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged their own souls. Evil was the outcome for those who committed evil, rejected the revelations of Allah, and kept ridiculing them. It is Allah who originates creation, then repeats it, then to him you shall be brought back. On the day when the hour of judgment will be established, the criminals shall be in despair. None of their Sharaka will be there to intercede for them, and they themselves will disown their Sharaka. On that day when the hour of judgment will be established, mankind will be sorted out. Those who have embraced the faith and have done good deeds shall be made happy in a garden of paradise. And those who have rejected faith, denied our revelations, and the meeting of the hereafter shall be presented for punishment. Therefore glorify Allah in the evening and in the morning. All praise is due to him in the heavens and the earth, so glorify him in the late afternoon and when the day begins to decline. He brings out the living from the dead and the dead from the living, and gives life to the earth after its death. Likewise, you shall be brought forth to life after your death. Of his signs, one is that he created you from dust, and then behold, you men are scattered throughout the earth. And of his signs, another one is that he created for you mates from among yourselves, that you may find comfort with them, and he planted love and kindness in your hearts. Surely, there are signs in this for those who think about it. And yet others of his signs are the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and colors. Surely there are signs in this for the knowledgeable. And among his signs is your sleep at night and quest for his bounty during the day. Surely there are signs in this for those who pay heed. And of his signs is the showing of lightning, in which there is fear as well as hope, and he sends down rainwater from the sky, and with it gives life to the earth after its death. Surely there are signs in this for those who use their common sense. And of his signs are the firmly standing heaven and earth by his command. Then as soon as he will summon you out of the earth, you shall come forth at one call. To him belongs everything that is in the heavens and the earth. All are obedient to him. He it is who originates creation, then repeats it, and it is easy for him. To him belongs the highest similitude in the heavens and the earth, and he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. We give you an example from your own lives. Do you let your slaves be equal partners in the wealth which we have given you? Do you fear them as you fear each other? Thus do we spell out our revelations for those who use their common sense. Nay, the wrongdoers are led by their own desires without real knowledge. So who can guide those whom Allah leads astray? They will have no helpers. Therefore, stand firm in your devotion to the upright faith, the nature made by Allah, the one on which mankind is created, and the laws of nature ordained by Allah cannot be changed. That is the standard of true faith, but most among mankind do not know. Turn in repentance to Him, fear Him, establish Allah, and do not be of the mushrikeen. Those who divide their religion into sects and become separate groups, each group rejoicing in its own circle. When an affliction befalls the people, they turn in prayer to their Rabb in repentance. But when He let them taste a blessing from Him, lo, some of them start committing shirk, showing no gratitude for what we have given them. Enjoy yourselves. Soon you will find out your folly. Have we sent down to them an authority that speaks of the shirk which they are committing? When we give mankind a taste of blessing, they rejoice. But when some evil afflicts them because of their own misdeeds, lo, they are in despair. Do they not see that it is Allah who gives abundantly to whom He pleases and sparingly to whom He wills? Surely there are signs in this example for those who believe. O believers, give what is due to your relatives, the needy, and the traveler in need. That is best for those who seek the pleasure of Allah, and it is they who will attain felicity. The usury which you give to increase the wealth of people does not increase with Allah, but the zakat that you give to seek the pleasure of Allah shall be repaid to you many times over. It is Allah who has created you, then provides you your daily bread, then He causes you to die, and then He will bring you back to life. Is there any of your sharaka who can do any of these things? Glory be to Him, and exalted be He above the shirk these people commit. Mischief has appeared in the land and the sea in consequence of man's own misdeeds. Through such wars, Allah let people taste the fruit of their deeds, so that they may turn back from evil. O Prophet, tell them, travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who passed away before you. Most of them were mushrikeen. Therefore, stand firm in your devotion to the true faith before the day arrives on which there will be no chance of averting from Allah. On that day, they shall be divided into two groups. Those who disbelieved will bear the burden of their disbelief, and those who have done good deeds will be made ready for their home in paradise, so that He may, out of His mercy, reward those who have believed and done good deeds. Surely He does not like the disbelievers. Of His signs is that He sends the winds as bearers of good news, and that He may let you taste His blessing, and your ships may sail by His command, and that you may seek of His bounty, and that you may be grateful. We sent before you Rasuls to their respective people, and they brought them clear signs. Some rejected them while others believed. Then we subjected the guilty ones to our retribution, and we aided the believers. It is due on us to help the believers. It is Allah who sends the winds to raise the clouds, then He spreads them in the sky and breaks them into fragments as He pleases. Then you see raindrops falling from their midst. When He showers this rain upon those of His servants whom He pleases, lo, they are filled with joy. Though before its coming, they may have lost all hope. Just look at the traces of Allah's mercy, how He gives life to the earth after its death. Surely the same way He will give life to the dead, for He has power over all things. And if we send a wind which turns their crops yellow, behold, they will become even more firm in their disbelief. O Prophet, you cannot make the dead hear you, nor can you make the deaf hear your call, especially when they have turned their backs and are running away. Nor can you guide the blind out of their error. None will hear you save those who believe in our revelations and submit themselves as Muslims. It is Allah who has created you in a state of helplessness as a baby, then gave you strength to come out of helplessness as a youth, then after strength again helplessness and gray hair in old age. He creates whatever He wills, and it is he who is the all-knowing, the almighty. On the day when the hour of judgment will be established, the criminals will swear that they did not stay in this world more than an hour. Thus are they ever deluded. But those who are given knowledge and faith will say, in fact, you have stayed according to the book of Allah to the day of resurrection, and this is the day of resurrection, but you were not aware. On that day, no excuses of theirs will avail the wrongdoers, nor will they be allowed to seek forgiveness. The fact is that we have set forth every kind of example for men in this Quran, but whatever sign you may bring, the unbelievers are sure to say, you are preaching falsehood. Thus Allah has set a seal on the hearts of those who do not use their common sense. So, O Prophet, have patience. Surely the promise of Allah is true, and do not let those who themselves have no certainty of faith shake your firmness. Surat Luqman. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. These are the verses of the Book of Wisdom, a guide and a blessing for the righteous, who establish Salah, give Zakah, and firmly believe in the hereafter. These are on true guidance from their Rabb, and these are the ones who will attain felicity. Among the people there are some who purchase frivolous tales so that they may lead people away from the way of Allah without any knowledge and take the invitation to the right way as a mockery. For such people, there will be a humiliating punishment. When our revelations are recited to such a person, he turns his face away in arrogance, as if he did not hear them, or as if his ears are sealed. Announce to him the news of a painful punishment. As for those who believe and do good deeds, there will be gardens of delight, wherein they shall live forever. The promise of Allah is true. He is the Almighty, the Wise. He created the heavens without visible pillars. He set mountains on the earth, lest it convulse with you, and scattered through it all kinds of animals. We send down rain from the sky, with which we grow every type of noble species in pairs. This is Allah's creation. Now, show me what is there that others besides him have created. In fact, the wrongdoers are in manifest error. We gave wisdom to Luqman, so that he may be grateful to Allah. The one who pays thanks does so for his own good, and the one who denies his favors should know that Allah is certainly free of all wants, worthy of all praise. When Luqman, while advising his son, said to him, O my son, do not ever commit shirk. Surely committing shirk is the worst iniquity. We have enjoined man concerning his parents. His mother carries him in her womb, while suffering weakness upon weakness, and then weaned him for 2 years. That's why we commanded him, give thanks to me and to your parents, and keep in mind that to me is your final goal. If they argue with you to commit shirk of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them. However, you should still treat them kindly in this world, but follow the way of that individual who has turned to me. After all, to me is your return, then I will inform you about the reality of all that you have done. Luqman further said, O my son, Allah will bring all these things to light, be they as small as a grain of a mustard seed, be they hidden inside a rock, or high above the heavens, or deep down in the earth. Allah is well aware of all things to their finest details. O my son, establish Salah, enjoin good and forbid the evil, endure with patience whatever befalls you. Surely this shows your determination in conducting the affairs. Do not speak to people with your face turned away, nor walk proudly on earth, for Allah does not love any self-conceited boaster. Be moderate in your pace and lower your voice, for the harshest of voices is the braying of a donkey. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to your benefit all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and has lavished on you His evident and hidden favors? Yet there are some people who still argue about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, or an enlightening book. When they are asked to follow what Allah has revealed, they reply, "Nay, we shall follow the ways upon which we found our forefathers." What? Will you still follow them even though Shaitan invites them to the punishment of the blazing fire? He who surrenders himself to Allah and leads a righteous life has indeed grasped the most trustworthy handhold, as the ultimate disposal of affairs rests with Allah. As for he who disbelieves, let not his disbelief grieve you. To us is their return, and we shall inform them of the reality of their deeds. Surely Allah knows the secrets of the breast. We let them enjoy for a while this life. Then, in the hereafter, we shall drive them to an unrelenting punishment. If you ask them, "Who has created the heavens and the earth?" they will certainly say, "Allah." Say, "Praise be to Allah." But the fact is that most of them do not use their common sense to understand. To Allah belong all that is in the heavens and the earth. Surely Allah is the one who is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. If all the trees on earth were pens, and the ocean were ink, replenished by seven more oceans, the writing of Allah's words would not be exhausted. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Neither your creation nor your resurrection is anything but as simple as the creation and resurrection of a single soul. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Do you not see that Allah causes the night to pass into the day, and the day into the night, that He has subjected the sun and the moon to follow His law, each pursuing its course for an appointed term, and that Allah is well aware of all your actions? This is because Allah is the only reality, and because all those to whom the people invoke besides Him are false, and because Allah is the One who is the Most High, the Great. Do you not see how the ships sail through the ocean by the grace of Allah, so that He may show you some of His signs? Surely there are signs in this for every patient, thankful person. When any giant wave covers them like a canopy, they pray to Allah with all devotion, making their faith pure for Him. But when He delivers them safely to land, some of them falter between belief and unbelief. None reject our revelations, except the treacherous and the ungrateful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb, and fear the day when no father shall avail his son, nor a son his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true. Let not the life of this world deceive you, nor let the deceiver deceive you concerning Allah. Surely Allah alone has the knowledge of the hour. He is the one who sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs. No one knows what he will earn the next day, and no one knows in what land he will die. Surely Allah knows all this and is aware of everything. Surat As-Sajda. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. This book, which contains no doubt, is revealed by the Rabb of the worlds. Do people say He has forged it? Nay, it is the truth from your Rabb, so that you may warn a people to whom no warner has come before you, so that they may receive guidance. It is Allah who has created the heavens, the earth, and all that is between them in six periods, then firmly established Himself on the throne of authority. You have no guardian or intercessor besides him. Will you not then take heed? He plans all affairs from the heavens to the earth. Then each affair ascends to him in a time period which, to your calculations, is 1,000 years. Such is he, the knower of all the hidden and the open, the Almighty, the Merciful. It is he who has given the best form to everything that he has created. He originated the creation of man from clay, then automated the creation of his progeny by an extract of despicable water. Then he fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him of his spirit. He gave you ears, eyes, and heart, yet you are seldom thankful. They say, what? Once we are lost in the earth, shall we be created afresh? Nay, they deny the fact that they will ever meet thereof. Say, the angel of death who is assigned for you will carry off your souls and bring you back to your Rabb. If only you could visualize when the criminals will hang their heads before their Rabb, saying, our Rabb, we have seen and we have heard. Please, send us back to the world and we will do good deeds. We are now convinced. In response to that, it will be said, had we so willed, we could have given every soul its guidance. But my word which I had said has been fulfilled, that I shall fill hell with jinns and men all together. Now taste the reward for your forgetting the meeting of this day. We too have forgotten you now. Taste the everlasting punishment in consequence of your misdeeds. Only those people believe in our revelations who, when they are reminded of them, prostrate themselves in adoration and celebrate the praises of their Rabb and are not puffed up with pride. Who forsake their beds and invoke their Rabb with hope and fear, and they spend in charity out of the sustenance which we have given them. No one knows what delights of the eye have been kept hidden for them as a reward for their good deeds. Can he who is a believer be like the one who is a transgressor? Of course, they are not alike. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they shall be awarded the gardens of paradise as a reward for their labors. But those who transgress shall be cast into the fire. Whenever they try to escape from it, they shall be pushed back into it, and it will be said to them, taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny. We shall certainly make them taste the lighter torment in this life before the greater punishment of the hereafter, so that they may return to the right way. Who could be more unjust than the one who is reminded of the revelations of his Rabb and turns away from them? Surely we shall take vengeance on such criminals. We gave the book to Musa, so be not in doubt of receiving this book, which meets the same criteria, and we made it a guide for the children of Israel. When they showed patience, we appointed from among them leaders giving guidance under our command, so long as they continue to have faith in our revelations. Surely your Rabb will decide between them on the day of resurrection concerning those matters wherein they differ among themselves. Do they not learn a lesson from the historical events of how generations we have destroyed before them in whose dwelling places they move about? Surely there are signs in this. Do they not listen? Do they not see how we drive the rain to the parched land and therefrom bring forth crops of which they and their cattle eat? Have they no vision? Still they say, when will this judgment take place if you are telling the truth? Tell them, on the day of judgment, it will be of no benefit to the unbelievers, even if they believe, since at that time they will not be granted a respite. Therefore, pay no heed to them and wait as they are waiting. Surat Al-Ahzab. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Prophet, fear Allah and do not obey the unbelievers and the hypocrites. Certainly Allah is aware and wise. Follow that which is revealed to you from your Rabb, for Allah is aware of what you do. Put your trust in Allah, for Allah is your all-sufficient protector. Allah has not put two hearts in a person's body, nor does He regard your wives whom you divorced through Zahar as your mothers, nor does He regard your adopted sons as your sons. These are mere words which you utter with your mouths, but Allah declares the truth and guides you to the right way. Name your adopted sons after their fathers. That is more just in the sight of Allah. And if you don't know who their fathers are, then call them as your brothers in faith and your friends. There is no blame on you for an unintentional mistake, but you will be held responsible for what you do with the intention of your heart. Allah is forgiving, merciful. The Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are as their mothers. Blood relatives have a greater claim on one another than the other believers and the Muhajireen, according to the Book of Allah, although you are permitted to some good for your friends. This has been written in the Book of Allah. O Muhammad, remember the covenant which we took from all the prophets, from you as well as from Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, son of Miriam. We took that solemn covenant from all of them, so that they may question the truthful concerning the truth. As for the unbelievers, He has prepared a painful punishment. O believers, remember the favor of Allah which He bestowed on you when you were attacked by your enemy's army, and we unleashed against them violent winds and invisible forces. Allah saw all that you were doing. When the enemy attacked you from above and from below, when your eyes were petrified due to fear, and your hearts leaped up to your throats, and you began to entertain all sorts of doubts about Allah, there the believers were put to the test and were shaken with tremendous shaking. Remember when the hypocrites and those in whose hearts there was a disease were openly saying, Allah and His Rasul promised us nothing but delusion. And a party of them said, O people of Yathrib, you cannot stand the attack much longer. Go back to your city. And yet another party of them sought leave of the Prophet, saying, In fact, our houses are insecure. Whereas they were not insecure. They intended nothing but to run away from the battlefront. Had the city been entered from all sides, and had they been incited to sedition, they would have little hesitation to become partners in it. Even though they had made a covenant with Allah not to show their backs, and the covenant with Allah must surely be answered for. Tell them, running away will not do you any good, and if you are running away from death or being killed, you would enjoy this life only for a little while. Ask them, who can protect you from Allah if He intends to harm you, or who can prevent Him if He intends to show you mercy? They will find none besides Allah to protect or help them. Allah is well aware of those among you who hold others back and those who say to their brethren, Join us, and seldom take part in the fighting themselves. They are ever reluctant to assist you. Whenever they are in danger, they look towards you with their eyes rolling as though they were at the point of death. But when they are out of danger, they will come to greet you with their sharp tongues in greed of gain. Such people have no faith. Allah has made all their deeds null and void, and this is easy for Allah. They thought that the Confederates would never withdraw. Indeed, if the Confederates should come again, they would wish to be among the Bedouins and seek news about you from a safe distance. And if they happened to be with you, they would take but a little part in the fighting. You have indeed in the life of Rasulullah the best model for him whose hope is in Allah and the day of the hereafter, and who engages himself much in the remembrance of Allah. When the true believers saw the Confederate forces, they said, This is what Allah and His Rasul had promised us. Allah and His Rasul are absolutely true. This increased them all the more in their faith and their zeal in obedience. Among the believers, there are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Of them, some have completed their vow through sacrificing their lives, and some others are waiting for it and have not changed their determination in the least. All this happens so that Allah may reward the truthful for their truth and punish the hypocrites, or accept their repentance if He wills. For Allah is forgiving, merciful. Allah turned back the unbelievers. They retreated in their rage without gaining any advantage, and Allah was sufficient to fight on behalf of the believers. For Allah is all-powerful, almighty. And brought down from their fortresses those people of the book who supported the invaders, and cast terror into their hearts. As a result, some of them you slew, and some you took as prisoners. Thus He made you heirs of their lands, their houses, and their goods, and also the land on which you had never set your foot before. Truly, Allah has power over all things. O Prophet, say to your wives, if you desire the life of this world and its glitter, then come, I shall give you of these and let you go in an honorable way. But if you seek Allah and His Rasul and the home of the hereafter, then you should rest assured that Allah has prepared a great reward for those of you who are good. O wives of the Prophet, if any of you were guilty of open indecency, her punishment will be increased to double, and this is easy for Allah.